Professor Janet Smith's classic presentation, Contraception, Why Not?, was recorded in May 1994 at a Catholic Physicians Guild meeting at the Pontifical College Josephinum, Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you. It's really very nice to be here. I've written quite a bit on this topic, so that means I have a lot to say that's not always good news for an audience. And I do have a problem. I'm a nonstop talker, but I want you to know I belong to a support group. It's sometimes difficult to get away from that support group, but it's called the On and On Anon Society. And they tell us at the On and On Anon Society to make certain that we don't go on and on. And one way of doing that is to capture our thoughts in some short, pithy statement. I borrowed this statement from Garrison Keillor, the radio humorist who does the Prairie Home Companion and talks about Lake Wobegon. He talks about Father Emile, who's the pastor at Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility Church. And he gives a homily once a year on contraception. And it goes like this. If you don't want to go to Minneapolis, what are you doing on the train? You'll have a whole hour here to think about that and get the gist of it. My topic tonight really is contraception. The church is teaching on contraception and various sexual issues. And as you know, we live in a culture that thinks that contraception is one of the greatest inventions in the history of mankind. If you were to ask people if they wanted to give up their car or their computer or their contraceptive, it'd be a hard choice to make. It's considered to be something that's really put us into the modern age, and again, one of the greatest advances of modern medicine and modern times. And there's this archaic church that tells us that really this is one of the worst inventions of mankind. It's one of the things that's plunging us into a kind of a disaster. And what most people don't know is that every Christian church up until 1930 taught that contraception was wrong, a universal teaching within Christian churches. And it was only in 1930 that the Anglican Church first broke with that unbroken tradition and approved contraception within marriage for serious reasons. In 1930, Pope Pius XI wrote the encyclical Casti Connubii, which is usually translated on Christian marriage. And there he reiterated what had been the constant teaching of the Church. And within the Catholic Church, there was virtually no debate on this issue until the mid-1960s. Really, you can date it to about 1963. And there was really a great acceptance of those in the church of the teaching of the church. In 1960, some 66% of Catholics were living by the church's teaching. 66%. And now they say some 80% of Catholics are contracepting. 30% of Catholics are sterilized, which is the same rate as the rest of the population. And they say some 4% of Catholics are using natural family planning. I personally think that might be a high estimate. So how have we in the last 30 years gone from 66% compliance to, at best, 4% compliance? Well, there's a couple reasons I'll give you right away why in 1960 it seems that 66% were compliant. One is that there really weren't very good contraceptives at the time. The pill was not yet really on the market. It had just begun to be developed. And most contraceptives were illegal in most states, at least for interstate purchase. And those laws that made contraceptive illegal were put on the books by Protestant legislators.